As usual, find a comfortable position with your back upright in the chair and your feet firmly on the floor. And either fix your eyes on a spot or close them. Then begin by bringing your awareness to your breathing and emptying your lungs completely, pushing out all of that air, breathing out, and then just allowing those lungs to fill by themselves. Notice the air as it leaves your lungs. Notice the sensation of your lungs filling back up again. And then allow your breathing to find its own rate and rhythm. No need to keep controlling it. And simply notice your breathing. Just notice the air coming in, the air coming out. Now, as you notice your breathing, be aware that you are noticing it. There is your breath coming and going, and there you are, watching it. Your breath changes continuously, breathing in, breathing out. Notice, however, that the you that observes your breath does not change. There's your breath. Notice it, coming and going. And at the same time, be aware that you're noticing. There's the breath, and there's you. Sometimes your breath is fast, when you're hot, or when you're exercising, or when you're frightened. Sometimes your breath is very slow, when you're in deep sleep or a state of relaxation. Sometimes your breath is troubled when you have a cold or a flu or asthma. Your breath changes continuously, but the you that notices that breath does not change at all. So once again, just notice the air coming and going, and at the same time be aware that you're noticing it. There's your breath, and there's you. Now, undoubtedly, that has got your mind thinking. Your mind is probably generating all sorts of thoughts and ideas about what I've just said. So bring your attention now to your thoughts. Notice where your thoughts seem to be located. Are they in front of you? Above you? Behind you? Inside your head? Inside your body? Just notice where your thoughts seem to be located. And notice the form that those thoughts seem to take. Are they more like pictures or words or sounds? So notice where your thoughts are and what form they take. Now, as you're noticing those thoughts, be aware that you're noticing them. There are your thoughts. And there's you observing them. Notice there are two different processes going on here. There's a process of thinking, in which thoughts and images are generated. And there's a process of observing. There's a part of you that's watching those thoughts. Whatever thought you're having right now, step back and notice it. There's the thought, and there's you observing it. Very quickly you get caught up in thoughts. They keep occurring again and again and again. So whatever thought is there right now, probably related to what I've just been saying, again, step back and notice that thought. Notice where it is, the form it takes, and be aware that you're noticing it. There's the thought, and there's you. Now your thoughts change continuously, even in the few moments that we've been doing this exercise. All sorts of thoughts have come and gone. Sometimes your thoughts are pleasant, sometimes they're very painful and unpleasant. Sometimes your thoughts are helpful and useful, sometimes they're extremely unhelpful. Sometimes your thoughts are intelligent and wise, and sometimes they're nonsensical and stupid. Thoughts change continuously all the time. But the you that's able to notice those thoughts, the you that's able to step back and observe those thoughts, does not change. So once again, whatever thought is there right now, just step back and notice it, and be aware there's the thought, and there's you noticing. And just notice what you're feeling right now, in this moment. You might be feeling interested or surprised by what has been happening in this exercise, or you might be feeling irritated or bored or frustrated or anxious. Whatever you're feeling right now, simply notice where in your body you are feeling it. Is it in your head, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, your legs, your tummy? Just notice where this feeling is in your body. It might be a feeling of tiredness or sleepiness, in which case just notice where that is. Is that in your shoulders? Is that in your legs? As you notice that feeling or feelings in your body, be aware that you are noticing it. There is the feeling or sensation, and there's you observing it. Your feelings and sensations change continuously. Sometimes you feel healthy and fit and energized, sometimes you feel tired and drained. Sometimes you're sad, sometimes you're happy. Sometimes you're feeling calm, sometimes you're feeling angry. Sometimes there's tension in your shoulders, and sometimes they feel relaxed. Sometimes there's a knot in your stomach, and sometimes it feels comfortably full after a fine meal. Sensations and feelings change continuously throughout your life, day after day. But the you that notices those sensations does not change. So once again, tune in to any sensation in your body that attracts your attention right now. And as you do that, be aware that you're noticing. There's the sensation, and there's you observing it. And bring your attention to your body. Just notice the position of your body right now, in the chair, where your feet are, where your arms are, where your head is. Notice how you can zoom in to any part of the body that you wish. Right now you can have your attention on your big toe, or you can have your attention on your left ear. Your body changes continuously. It's not the same body you had as a baby, or as a child, or as a teenager, or as a young adult. You may have had bits put into it, or bits cut out of it. You have scars and wrinkles and moles and blemishes that weren't there 10 or 20 years ago. Over a period of 7 years, every single cell in your body gets replaced by new ones. And at the atomic level, 95% of the atoms in your body are replaced by new ones in the space of 1 year. Your body changes continuously. But the you that's able to notice your body does not change. So just notice your left arm right now. And as you notice that arm, be aware that you're noticing. There's your arm. There's you noticing it. Just notice your feet on the floor right now. And as you notice your feet, be aware that you're noticing. There are your feet, and there's you. Your body changes, and you can notice any single part of your body at any time you wish. But the you that notices that body does not change. Once again, just notice your body right now, and be aware that you're noticing. There's your body, and there's you. I don't know what you want to call this part of you that is able to observe your experience. I call it the observing self, but you don't have to call it that. That's just a word. The observing self is like the sky. The sky is vast and expansive. And our thoughts and our feelings and sensations and urges that pass through our body are like the weather. No matter how severe the weather, the sky has room for it. The mightiest thunderstorm, the most destructive tornado, the most scorching drought. No matter how bad the weather, the sky has room for it, and the sky cannot be hurt or harmed by it in any way. Your thoughts and feelings, sensations and urges may appear threatening or damaging, but they cannot hurt this part of you that is able to step back and observe them and make room for them. And no matter how bad the weather, it always changes. Sooner or later, even the mightiest of thunderstorms will move on. Sometimes we cannot see the sky. It's obscured totally by clouds. And yet, we know that if we move up high enough above the clouds, we will always come into a huge expanse of clear blue sky. And it's much the same with our observing self. We often lose contact with it. It gets clouded over by thoughts. You've noticed that even in doing this exercise, you get a glimpse of that observing self part of you, and then very quickly thoughts crowd in and you lose touch with it. But it's always there. And bad things may have happened to your body, and you may have experienced many painful thoughts, feelings, memories, urges, sensations. But the you that's able to observe all of those things cannot be hurt or harmed by any of them, in the same way that the sky cannot be harmed by even the strongest tornado, even if it wreaks damage upon the land. The sky has room for it. So once more, just take a moment to connect with this aspect of yourself. Just once more, notice the thoughts that are passing through your head right now. Notice where they are. Thoughts or images, notice where they seem to be. In front of you, above you, behind you. And as you notice them, be aware that you're noticing. There are the thoughts. And there's you. Finally, bring your attention back to your breath, once more following it in and out, noticing again your position in the chair, the sounds you can hear in the room around you, and bringing yourself back to the room to carry on about your day with a sense of wholeness and completeness.